And joining me in the studio are John DePilatis and Mike Kernin. They're executive directors of the Sitka Jazz Fest. And Sitka Jazz Fest is coming up fast and furious, February 6th through 8th. And you're here to tell us a bit about what it's offering. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's see. Three fun jazz-packed days, February 6th through 8th. What are the highlights for you, Mike?
Well, I think the highlights are going to be the outstanding educational opportunities for the kids and also the world-class performers we're having coming from both coasts. So it's going to be great.
And, John, what's the lineup in general?
We have our usual free brown bag concerts at Harrigan Centennial Hall on Thursday and Friday, the 6th and 7th. Those start at noon, and those are just little samplers for our evening concerts. We'll follow the same format that we did last year, where we have student concerts at 6 p.m., and that's for our visiting student groups, the jazz bands and vocal jazz groups from out of town. And we've got our professional concerts at 8 o'clock, both Friday and Saturday. Those feature our headliners as well as kind of our top student ensembles from Sitka High and Blatchley Middle School.
So Sitka Jazz Fest is, as I understand it, committed to connecting students and the community with top jazz performers from around the nation. Who are some of those visiting artists who we'll meet this year?
Who are our visiting artists, Mike?
Well, we have the wonderful vocalist Carmen Bradford, who has a many-year tenure with the Count Basie Orchestra and just a phenomenal voice and stage presence.
And she's kind of sung with, like, everybody ever.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then we have Eric Marenthal, who is a member of Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Jazz Band, and he's also a solo performer in his own right who plays saxophone and reeds. And who else do we have? We have Mike Dana, who will be directing the All Alaska Jazz Band, a very fine guitarist.
Alan Ferber, a New York trombonist.
And a nominated Grammy writer.
Indeed. I did not know that.
It's true.
So some you know, big names who have a lot to offer.
Yes, actually, and the Sullivan Fortner Trio out of New York. And if you go to sickjazzfestival.com, you can check out some of the bios of these artists and find out some of the artists they've played with, like Roy Hargrove and the Marcellus family. And so there's a lot of connections with those folks. And I know we're forgetting one more, John.
We're not. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's a lot.
Yep.
Well, Sitka, your website is stunning, I have to say, and anybody interested in the particulars can definitely go there and find out all about what's on tap for the festival.
Thank you.
Yep, and one other group that I neglected to mention, which is one of the reasons why we're having such a large and wonderful jazz festival, is the Sitka Jazz Festival Big Band, which is filling in for the Greatlanders of the Northwest, the Air Force Band that had been a part of our festival for years. But due to the government shutdown and sequester, we were provided an opportunity to go find our own big band.
An opportunity, yes.
And so we did.
Okay, well, You had mentioned earlier, John, that you've sort of changed the format a bit last year, and that's carrying over.
Yeah, we got a lot of really positive feedback about that, and I think you know what we had been doing before is really, you know, kind of having two long concerts each night that had student groups and professional groups kind of interspersed, which is a great thing in a lot of ways, but I think people just found it difficult to, you know, say which 3 hours of the concert should I go to. You buy a ticket for the Saturday night concert. We've got actually two separate tickets for that. If you just want to go see the visiting student groups, $10 gets you in Friday or Saturday. Or if you want to buy a $25 ticket for the whole night, you can see the whole thing, or you can just come at 8 and see the pros and the, you know, kind of our featured groups.
And you have an all-festival pass?
We do. We have an all-festival pass as well. One of the things we wanted people to see, because I think a lot of people in town are not really aware of all the different educational things we have going on. Saturday, we've got like a full spread of different clinics, you know, everything from just individual instrument stuff to music theory to listening to just kind of some sort of rap sessions with the artists, you know, telling stories and whatnot. We really wanted to invite the public to come to those. And so if you're interested in that, our festival pass is $45. Gets you into everything, and such a deal. So
this is really an opportunity, Sitka Jazz Fest, for the community to, you know, not only listen to jazz, but to participate mm-hmm. in jazz. And students seem to be at the center of that. Can you talk a bit about what students will have an opportunity to experience?
Well, the students get a chance to do an adjudication with a nationally renowned jazz educator, Baba Thade, and some of the other staff that we have coming for the festival. The students get to be up close and work with the artist throughout the 3 or 4 days, and it's really an opportunity that you don't get to see listening to a CD or an MP3 or some other way of interacting with the music. They get to see the people and work with the people that they hear, and hopefully it inspires them to work harder at their craft.
Have you known any students who you definitely can say were inspired by this? Do you have any stories to tell?
One of the artists that's coming back that's part of the community, Ed Littlefield, he's a professional musician in his own right, and he's going to be playing with the Sitka Jazz Festival Big Band and participating in other activities with the festival. And I remember Ed being part of one of the first couple of jazz festivals, helping us set up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and lots of other stories involving Ed and several other students.
Which actually, are too long for this particular interview, but maybe.
Yeah, and then we've got several sound engineers who were part of the jazz festival at the beginning. There are a lot of connections with past festivals and current.
And something must keep artists coming back. And I assume that they are inspired as well.
Well, what's great about this festival, and I've made it no secret that I'm not a big fan of jazz festivals in general. You know, the experiences I've had a lot, you know, at my previous assignments, you know, with jazz festivals are things that are very focused on competition rather than focused on music and human interactions and those sorts of things. And the Sitka Jazz Festival, you know, on arrival, you know, I was just so delighted to find this here, because it's as if someone has surgically removed all of the stuff that is unpleasant and replaced it with artists and students rubbing elbows and talking and getting to know each other and learning from each other. You know, the fact is the life of a professional musician is, well, it may seem glamorous. Often, you know, a festival like this means, you know, being spending your evenings after the gig at your hotel, your days in, or you know whatever it, and here, I think they really start to feel part of the community with the people they interact with the students they interact with, and the things that we have for them to do. And I know of no person who's done the Sitka Jazz Festival that's not wanted to be asked back.
Yeah, we should change the name of the festival to the Sitka Jazz Mecca.
We should. The Utopian Jazz Festival.
Well, this Utopian Jazz Festival also brings visiting schools into town. Can you talk a bit about that?
It does. Just so you know, and you can find this online as well, but our Friday student concert will have Floyd Dryden Middle School from Juneau. East High School is coming down from Anchorage, and we've got Thunder Mountain Vocal Jazz. This is their second year in existence, so we're kind of excited to hear what they've got. And the Ketchikan High School Jazz Band. Saturday, we've got Blatsley Jazz 2, Juno Douglas, Ketchikan Vocal Jazz, and the Thunder Mountain Jazz Band. We're also working on a massive trombone group for that.
Massive trombone group.
Yeah, we're it's in development, but we're looking at the opportunity to provide something called the Trombone Factory. Is that the name today?
I think that's the name today, yeah.
The Trombone Mafia. We've got this great trombone player coming from New York, and then part of the Sitka Jazz Festival Big Band is several educators and players that have come to town. So it just seemed like a perfect opportunity to have a mess of trombones on one stage.
And that, I can say from experience, is a delightful, delightful experience, a mass of trombones on stage. Well, I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to that.
Possibly.
Well, we're just about out of time, so let's give folks ticketing information.
Old Harbor Books, and you can find more information at sitkajazzfestival.com.
Okay, how much are tickets?
$10 for the student concerts, $25 for the evening concerts, and $45 for the all-festival pass.
Great. Well, any parting thoughts?
I'd just like to give a big shout out to the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that put their hearts and efforts into making this possible. We
could not do this alone.
Yes. And for those people who want to know how they can help the Jazz Festival, bring a friend or two to the concert so that they have something to talk about for the whole year and get us ready for the next one.
Great. Well, thank you both very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with John DePilatis and Mike Kernin. They are co-executive directors of Sitka Jazz Fest, which is coming up February 6th through 8th, and tickets are available at Old Harbor Books.